Christmas, everybody. I'm Neil Reynolds, and this is Game Fix. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Game Fix, the NFL preview podcast, where I go head-to-head with my friends from around the NFL as we see who can cut it when it comes to deciding the winners and losers every week. I'm your host, Neil Reynolds. We're going to give you the scores. We're recording this a little bit earlier because it's Christmas week, ahead of the Pittsburgh Steelers-Cincinnati Bengals game on Monday Night Football. But it doesn't matter. I've already beaten Matthew Sherry from Gridiron. I went 11-4 with one game to come. Matt went 8-7. So for the season, I am 152-70-1. My guests are 141-81-1. Now, things are starting to close down for Christmas. People are starting to wind down their work, starting to spend time with their families. So I didn't really want to reach out to too many of my journalist friends. And I thought, well, it is a time for family. And all season long, all I've heard every time I come home is, oh, I'd have beaten you in game picks. I'd have got more picks right than you. So now's your chance. George Reynolds, quarterback for the NFL Academy. Are you fancying your chances this week, son?
Yeah, definitely. They asked me in to come beat you for once, because it seems like you're winning all the time, which is pretty unusual from what I've seen. But yeah, they brought me in so that I can actually give you a game with some of my picks, knowing I'm going to get all of them right.
Well, yeah, you make some, I will just say, you make some outlandish picks. When we're sitting having dinner, that team's going to beat that team. I'm like, that's never going to happen. You are ridiculous, and I'm about to prove that to the world.
But then they happen, and then it works. So I predicted Steelers would lose their undefeated streak against Washington, and that happened. So it's just going to happen again this week.
All right, we're going to get onto our picks in just a second. Let's just quickly talk about NFL Academy. And are you enjoying the experience? I know you are. Tell our listeners about that and about the wonderful off-season lockdown receiver you had to work with in yours truly, of course.
It's definitely something I've never experienced before in the UK. And what they've set up there is so beneficial to us guys that go there to work out. And all of us are improving every day. We get the chance to compete with the highest level athletes, with the highest coaching possible. And for us, it's just allowing us to reach to that next level where we can work towards getting college scholarships. And you can see it with guys who have been at the academy already, like Freddie Pellin, getting offers already for D1 schools. And it's really given us that opportunity that we've never had before. So being able to compete every day, be there every day, even through this lockdown, it's still been a great experience for me.
Yeah, and I think we put a few bits on social media, but during the lockdown, I think you broke two of my fingers. I'm pretty sure you re-broke my nose. There was the one at the back of the end zone where I fell flat on my face. We kind of giggle at the toy. You laugh about it. Do I always take it well when you laugh when I get hurt?
No, you seem to get annoyed by it, but that's the sacrifices you have to make to be a wide receiver number one for lockdown. Otherwise, I'll have to start getting Daisy or Mum out to do it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get the girls out to be receivers. So we are going to get into these picks now. I will just forewarn you, somewhere along the way, you may hear me call George Jeff. It's because if you're a long-time NFL fan, you'll remember the Atlanta Falcons, Indianapolis Colts quarterback, Jeff George. So in our family, we tend to call George Jeff the whole time. It's a bit of a long one. George seems to think it's funny to make people in public think he's adopted. So he likes to call me Neil instead of Dad. So that's where we are with that. Let's get into these picks. All right, then. We are going to make these picks, the all-important picks for Week 16. We'll start with the Big Six, George. So we do the Big Six. There's a couple of minutes on each game, and then we kind of rattle through all the others. So let's start with the Christmas Day game, Minnesota at New Orleans. First question, do you think Mum's going to let us watch this?
I really don't think this one's going to stand, and I definitely think we'll be playing board games instead, but I think it'll be a really interesting game, and I think New Orleans will come away with a win.
Yeah, I'm going to go Saints as well. I think it'd be good to see Drew Brees get back up to speed, right? Because he was a bit rusty early on. I think Brees is going to be able to get enough points against this Vikings defense, which has been a really big disappointment. But yeah, I'm not completely sold on Breeze, but I think coming back from 11 fractured ribs is going to take some time.
I think that's definitely true. And what I see with the New Orleans offense is that they can function with whoever is at quarterback. So when you put Drew Brees back into that offense, it's a big bonus for them. It's not Taysom Hill and it's not Jameis Winston. It's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And when he gets up to speed, nothing is going to stop him because he can rip apart defenses with accuracy that's unseen in like the league. So I think that's going to be a real good game for him to get back up to speed when he's playing against that Minnesota defense.
Yeah. Let's move on to our next game. It's a Boxing Day game, San Francisco, Arizona. So the Cardinals have stopped their slide anyway. And big day in week 15 for Kyler Murray. He's over 400 yards passing. I needed to see that again because he'd been quite banged up. I think he'd gone off the boil a little bit. The Cardinals looked like they were sliding the wrong way. I mean, to me, this is an easy one because San Francisco, they've got good coaching, they've got good depth, but their depth's been absolutely ripped apart by injuries. So I'm going to go Arizona here.
Yeah, I agree. Arizona are taking this game home, especially with San Francisco starting Nick Mullins at quarterback. I think he shows real signs of a good quarterback in the NFL, but there's also times he shows real mistakes, big mistakes, and he just doesn't seem to fit the system like Jimmy Garoppolo did. And I feel like that's going to have a big impact when they're trying to move the ball on Arizona's defense. And I just don't think they'll be able to successfully take apart that defense and then score the points to win that game.
So you're going Arizona?
Arizona for that game.
So you're copying me again?
I mean, I said New Orleans first, so surely you're copying me.
Fair enough. Also, Boxing Day into Sunday the 27th, the Miami Dolphins at the Las Vegas Raiders. Dolphins continue to find ways to win. I think the Raiders are sliding now. We've got to wait and see what happens, whether it's Derek Carr or Marcus Mariota. Derek Carr is injured in their last game. Dolphins rushed for 250 yards, though, in their game against New England with Salvon Ahmed, Matt Breida. It was a mixture, and Tua obviously had a couple of rushing touchdowns. I just think by hook or by crook, Miami find a way. What do you reckon?
For me, I'm going to go with the Raiders for this game. Ooh. I feel like Miami aren't quite complete as an offense yet. Tua's come in and he's not producing the numbers that Ryan's putting up. And I agree with the idea of putting Tua in and letting him develop. But I think what keeps this defense, this team in games is their defense, turning the ball over and ultimately just the picks, the fumbles, keeping the offense alive when they're making quite a few mistakes. And I feel like if Las Vegas get up to speed and Derek Carr gets the ball moving with Josh Jacobs, then I think Las Vegas will take this game home.
So you're going Vegas, I'm going Miami. Let's go to Indianapolis at Pittsburgh. So this is your team. You're a Colts fan. We don't know what Pittsburgh's result is at the moment, but as we're recording this, they lost their last two. Let's start with the Colts. How are you feeling about where your team's at as they inch towards the playoffs?
The team is very close to being a complete, very good Super Bowl contending team. They are one or two positions or players out of being that sort of status, whether that's a quarterback that can move in the pocket, because that seems to be a problem for Phillip Rivers. He can do a lot of moving the ball down, quick passes, simple game, and scoring points. But that position, maybe getting upgraded, would help us get to that next level. But I think for a game against Pittsburgh, our defense should hold them to low points. But it's whether or not our young secondary can limit Ben Roethlisberger in his passing game. So I think this game could be very close, but I'm taking Indy for the win.
Yeah, I'm going with the Colts as well. I think when you look at the running game's really got going as well. And I do think the defense will be a match for Ben Roethlisberger. I think his receivers have been inconsistent. There's no running game there for Pittsburgh. I really like what the Colts have got going on, but it has to go through the running game and the defense for me, because I'm not sure Phillip Rivers can drop back and do it all the time. You know, he's almost as old as me.
And you see that he moves like an old man. You see him try to escape the pocket when a guy comes in. He's running at what, like a 6 second 40 trying to get out of the pocket.
Right.
And yeah, it just doesn't seem like it will work. Like when I see him start to move, I know that play's over because he can't get out of the pocket. And he's relying on our running backs to just dump the ball off.
All right, but we're both going Indianapolis there. Yep, all right, both going Indianapolis. This one's a tough one to pick, Jeff, because it's the Rams at Seattle. And the Seattle Seahawks went out to the East Coast and they beat Washington, but it wasn't convincing. But it was also against a very good defense. Now, the Rams have a good defense, but they went and lost to the New York Jets. And I just don't know whether that's, I can trust either of these teams at the moment. It's a tough one, this one. I feel like the Rams are having to coach around Jared Goff a little bit, which is a bit of a worry. I'm going to pick the Rams. I'm going to pick the Rams on the road because I think it might be an Aaron Donald game. Would you agree with that, or where are you going?
Yeah, definitely. I think Aaron Donald's going out for revenge after losing to the Jets, which honestly was a shock to anyone watching the NFL. Mm. The Jets failed to tank for Tua, tank for Trevor Lawrence, and... Right. You're watching that game and you're expecting the Rams to do something special on the ball and just drive and score and score and score just on the Jets, but it wasn't happening. But I'm not convinced that they're the complete team to beat Seattle. And the only way they can really give a game is to get enough pressure on Russ to get him out the pocket, to force him to make special plays. But that is what Russ does best. And if he gets out of the pocket, he's going to make them plays. So I'm going with Seattle for this game.
Oh, I thought you were going Rams. I thought you were building up to the Rams there. You did the little fake.
Yep. Well, I think Seattle just have that in them to make you think they're going to lose, but then somehow pull it out the bag.
Well, that's Russell Wilson for you. Last one of our big six, the Tennessee Titans at the Green Bay Packers. So I feel like with Tennessee, it's always the big three. It's always Tannehill makes some plays, Derrick Henry stiff-arming somebody into the middle of the bench, AJ Brown has a touchdown, and I feel like those guys get headlines every single week. By contrast, Green Bay, what they have done, they've done quite quietly and under the radar a little bit. I do think they have a genuine home field advantage. There aren't many home field advantages in the NFL this year because of no crowds, but the cold weather in Lambeau Field, it's where Aaron Rodgers is used to playing. I'm sort of talking myself out of this because a cold weather game could suit Derrick Henry, but I'm going to go Green Bay. Who do you think is going to win this and why?
I agree that Green Bay are more of a complete team, but I really hate myself for saying this, but I can't bet against Derrick Henry.
Right.
I think once the ball gets in his hands, he's just going to truck someone, stiff arm someone. You see him, it's like playing with little kids. He just picks someone up and throws them off the sideline and then runs it in for a touchdown. And as much as I hate saying it because they're division rivals, I think Titans are going to take this one.
This is why I quite often go with Derrick Henry and the Titans when we play Madden.
Yeah, that's because that's all you can do. You can't throw the ball. You just get picked off every game. But you just have to run the ball up the middle and hope you can keep the score low enough that you don't lose by 30.
There are too many buttons. There are too many buttons for Madden. And I have to look down at I do look down at the buttons way too much, don't I?
Yeah, you throw the ball while looking at the controller, trying to figure out where the circle button is, and then throw the ball into triple coverage. Let me pick it off, and I have to then run the ball a few plays to keep the score down, to keep you happy.
You do have to keep the score down, because I have thrown controllers in the past. That's not even a lie. Let's rattle through these other games then. Boxing Day, Tampa Bay at Detroit. Bucks need it, Lions don't. I think Matthew Stafford's banged up. He went out of the game, didn't he, yesterday? We're recording this on Monday. And so I'm worried about Detroit with no Matthew Stafford because I think he's the only one that makes something happen. Got to go Bucks for me. What do you think?
I agree. It's got to be the Bucks. I think Matthew Stafford is the only thing that holds that team together. And with him getting beaten up every day, every game, you're not really going to bet for him because he's got nothing to help him out. So Tom Brady's going to lead that team to a victory there in Tampa.
Carolina at Washington. This is a tricky one. Depends if Alex Smith's back. I think if Alex Smith's back, I think Washington get the win. So I'm going to go on that basis. I'm going to pick Washington. But I know you'll have mixed feelings, even if you pick Washington, because F.A. Abada of the Carolina Panthers defensive end is very close to all you guys in the NFL Academy and quite an inspiration.
Definitely. This guy's done something that all of us at the Academy want to do. So he's very inspirational. And on that, I think they have a very exciting young team that is just a couple of steps away again from being complete. So I feel like if their offense gets going, Teddy Bridgewater can be very exciting. I think they can get away with a win if they can wear down this defense. So I'm going to go with Carolina.
Okay. We've got quite a few different already. We've got four differences.
Four wins for me.
Four wins for you.
Yeah.
Okay. We will see. We will see. Atlanta at Kansas City. So another lead for the Falcons blown last week. Twice by 17 they led against Tampa Bay. I just think this is a team that makes me think twice whenever they're playing at home, but not outdoors. Kansas City have won 22 of their last 23. Picking the Chiefs and I'm moving on. What about you?
Even if I wanted to pick the Atlanta Falcons, they'd find a way to lose that. So there's no point picking for them. So I'm going to go Chiefs as well.
Both going Chiefs then. Let's move on to Chicago at Jacksonville, who are now in position to tank for Trevor. If Jacksonville lose their last two, they play Chicago and Indianapolis. Then it is the Jacksonville Jaguars who get first dibs in the NFL draft. And they're surely going to take Trevor Lawrence out of Clemson. For that reason, I think Jacksonville aren't going to try that hard, although they won't. The players will still probably try hard, but let's see. I think Bears win anyway on the road.
Yeah, definitely. Jags and Jets are now in a competition for that number one draft pick. Don't know what the Jets are doing trying to win that game, but that's what you do. You let the players go out there. And as a player, if you know you're going to get replaced, you're trying to build a resume up and you're trying to get that spot secured for next year where you can go to a different team. So I think there was some bad decision making there, and now it's just Jets trying to lose more games than the Jags. So for that, I'm going for the Bears as well.
It's bad decision making by the ownership, because the players and coaches are always going to try and win. That's what you guys do. That's what players do. You're competitive sod in whatever you do. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Jets were against the Rams.
Definitely. And Sam Darnold went out there and tried to win that game, and he knows that if they get number one pick, he's out of that team. So he has to try to do something to pick that up.
Next one, quickly, we'll go through a couple of these. Cincinnati at Houston. I said this before, wake me up when Joe Burrow's back, otherwise I'm not interested. But they do have Deshaun Watson, so I'm going Houston.
Yeah, I think Deshaun Watson's a game changer. He's my favorite quarterback to watch. Exciting. The way he just moves the ball around is insane. You think he's going to get sacked, and then he's throwing the ball 50 yards downfield for a touchdown. So Texans for that game as well.
New York Giants against Baltimore. It's in Baltimore. I think the Ravens, if they can sneak into the playoffs, I do think they'll get the last playoff spot. I think they'll pip Miami in the AFC. If they get that, I think they're actually going to be quite dangerous out. They're rounded into form, so they've got too much for the Giants.
I agree with that, but I also think the Giants can show sparks of really good play. And I think when Daniel Jones has a good game, it is a very good game. Mm. And with some of the weapons they have, I think the Giants are going to sneak away with a win. So I'm going for the Giants.
You having a laugh?
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Giants are going for the win. They're not going to mess around and just give up the game. So they're going to get a win.
That's ridiculous.
I have to pick a couple different just to make this exciting. Otherwise, I'm not going to get invited back on.
You pick four. You pick four different already. And that one alone is not going to get you back on.
It's what they want to hear. They want to hear something different.
Okay. All right, good. Let's see where you go next. Cleveland against the Jets. He's going for the New York double.
All right, I'm not doing that one. This one's got to go to the Browns. There's no way they're losing this game.
All right, I'm going to go Cleveland as well. Let's move on. AFC West. That was ridiculous. The Denver Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers find different ways to lose, but they do have Justin Herbert. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I agree with that one. Chargers are winning that. I think Justin Herbert's been rookie of the year for me. Mm. And he's just very exciting. No one saw this coming out of college because Joe Burrow and Tua took the headlines. But this guy's come in, stepped up when the starting quarterback got injured, and he's just gone and delivered. And he keeps showing his strong arm, his accuracy, his athleticism. And I think he's a very exciting quarterback to watch. So I'm going with the Chargers as well.
All right, both going Chargers. Let's go to Philadelphia at Dallas. Talking of exciting quarterbacks, Jalen Hurts has lit a bit of a spark under the Eagles. Dallas have won their last two. They're not out of the division race. They're only one behind Washington now in the NFC East with two to play. So there's a lot on this for Dallas, but I just like what Jalen Hurts has brought to the offense for Philadelphia. I'm going Eagles to win on the road.
I'm going against that. I think Dallas are winning this game. I don't think Jalen Hurts brings enough to that offense. What he's doing is spectacular. He's great in that offense, but there's still the underlying problems in that team that have stopped them winning so many games. Carson Wentz wasn't the only problem. So I don't think one quarterback will help them win all their games. So I'm going Dallas for this game.
And last one, we've got Monday Night Football, Buffalo at New England. So the Patriots are now officially out of the playoffs. That will be the first time since 2008, it was a year when Tom Brady tore his knee ligaments in week one. So new territory for the Patriots. It's a new era in the AFC East because the Bills are the champions. And Josh Allen, for me, is the real deal. He's going to have way too much. He's just beginning on his arc to becoming a star in the NFL. Cam Newton's finished for me, so I'm going Bills. Easy one for you, this one?
Definitely, it's the same for me. It's very easy. Josh Allen versus Cam Newton, and Josh Allen's a great quarterback, and I don't think Cam can move the ball on offense anymore. I feel like his passing game is very limited, and when he runs the ball, it's just teams know what they have to expect out of him now, so they can shut that down pretty early. So what he used to bring when he was the MVP and used to dominate defenses, it just doesn't happen anymore. So Bills for me.
All right, let's tally up the scores then. So we have six different. This is actually typical, right? Because you know, if I say one thing, you'll tell me I'm wrong and it's the other thing anyway, right? Generally.
Yeah, I'm going to be right as well.
And this is the most differences I've had against an opponent all year long. And it's not a surprise it came against you. So I've gone Miami. You've gone Las Vegas. I've gone the Rams. You've gone the Seahawks. I've gone Green Bay. You've gone Tennessee. I've gone Washington. You've gone Carolina. I've gone the red hot Baltimore Ravens. You've gone the New York Giants.
And they're still going to win that game. Daniel Jones going to have a career day.
He might not even play. He's got a hamstring injury.
He'll come back and he'll play and he'll win them the game.
Oh, and then the last one, I've got Philadelphia and their exciting young quarterback, Jalen Hurts. You've gone Dallas Cowboys and Andy Dalton.
I think Andy Dalton still shows that he can be a starting quarterback. He's getting older, so I don't think it will happen. But he can lead the team down the field and he can score. So I think they're still going to win that game.
All right, so those are our picks. Let's have one more Reynolds versus Reynolds competition. All right, so it's our final part of this week's episode of Game Picks, and we're going to bring in producer Gary Hayes, who's got something special lined up for us.
Hi, Neil. Hi, George. That was fun listening to you do those picks.
Certainly some outlandish ones. Even picks you wouldn't have made, Gary.
I know. As I was listening, I was like, I'd never go for that. I'd never go for that.
I have to be different, so it's a bit of entertainment.
Right, well, as it's Christmas and we've got the Reynolds battle going, I thought we'd do a little quiz just to see out this episode and see really who ranks supreme in the Reynolds household. So I've got three questions each for you, and I've got a bonus just in case you're tied. Right. They're multiple choice as well, so don't worry about having to imagine anything outlandish or crazy. So because George is a quarterback, I've done these questions all with a quarterback theme. And if anyone complains about the stats, they've all come from NFL.com, so it's not my fault if they're wrong.
Fair enough, because I was going to go down that road pretty quickly.
Yeah. Right, so what I'll do is, as George is the young gentleman in the group, I'll let him go first. So, George, the first of your three questions, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Right. Which quarterback ranks as number one for passing yards this season? Is it A, Matt Ryan, B, Patrick Mahomes, or C, your favourite, Deshaun Watson?
That would be Matt Ryan.
Which is wrong. It is Patrick Mahomes with 4,462 passing yards, according to NFL.com, not me.
I would have actually gone Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he throws the ball a lot, so yeah. I thought that would be up there.
Right,
between
Neil.
Them two.
Neil.
Go on, I'm going here. For an early lead.
Who has more interceptions this season? Your BFF, Ryan Fitzpatrick, or Cam Newton?
Fitz.
No! It's Cam Newton with 8. Oh. Sorry, with 10, and Fitz has 8.
Oh.
Oh, see, I thought the fact it was Fitz might throw you a bit, and it did, which I'm glad it did.
I get all distracted whenever we talk Fitz.
Right, so back to you, George. Right, question two. Justin Herbert has enjoyed a fine rookie season with the Chargers after being a first-round draft pick. But what was his selection? Was he 5th overall, 6th overall, or 7th overall?
I think he was 7th overall.
He was 6th.
I knew that one. I wanted that one. Tua was 5th, and then Herbert went one pick later.
You know what? I'm quite happy with these questions. I was worried that my knowledge might not...
Our knowledge is clearly terrible. Yours is good.
Yeah, I thought it wouldn't be good enough, you know, and you'd find them too easy. Right. Question 2 for you, Neil. Which quarterback has thrown the most touchdown passes this season? Is it A, Tom Brady, B, Aaron Rodgers, or C, Sir Patrick Mahomes?
Aaron Rodgers.
He's correct. We're 40.
Yes, get in. That might be enough. I think that's going to be enough.
I've got a score on this one now.
Right. George, last question for you to keep you in the game.
I'm ready.
How many touchdown passes did Joe Burrow throw before his injury this season?
That's horrible.
Was it A, 12, B, 13, or C, 14?
Oh, that's total guess.
I think it was 12.
Is that your final answer? Or do you want to look for another unlucky answer in there?
Oh, something like 13.
It might 13 have been 13, it is, actually. George.
I just had
it keeps
little,
you in the game.
I just had a little blip, but thinking about it more as 13, yeah.
It keeps you in the game, George.
Absolutely shocking. It does build the drama, though, as I'm about to win now with this one.
Okay.
It's absolutely shocking.
Right. According
that was
to
a tough question, though.
According to NFL.com, Drew Brees has the highest pass completion rate this season, but because he hasn't played all the matches, I've gone for the guys below him. So, outside of Drew Brees, who has the highest pass completion rate this season, Neil? Is it A, Patrick Mahomes, B, Deshaun Watson, or C, Aaron Rodgers?
First of all, Gary.
Go on.
I'll have you know, you don't have to play every game to qualify for such statistics, but I still, in the spirit of competition, will answer your question and say Deshaun Watson.
It is Deshaun Watson with 0.699. But what I thought is because Brees has had games out, it's not fair to compare it to others, right?
I would have got it any. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. Unlucky, George.
Oh, there you go,
I was
George.
Letting you win like when we play Madden.
Or table tennis or any other game we ever play.
Yeah, so I thought I'd let you have a win for once.
There was a bonus question. Do you want to hear what the bonus question was?
Yeah, let's do the bonus question.
It wasn't based around quarterbacks. It was just a general NFL question. The Green Bay Packers have won 4 Super Bowls. When was their last?
That one would be a complete guess for me.
2010 season. They beat Pittsburgh.
Aaron Rodgers MVP.
Greg Jennings had a couple of touchdowns. Game was played in Dallas. Any other information you want?
It's almost like it's your job to know this, so I'm not too disappointed. No. I've been, 9 years old, so...
Yeah, you would have been.
There you
I
go.
Don't think you were watching Super Bowls then. All right, so...
So, Neil, you take that quiz 2-1, just to confirm.
Brilliant. Do I get a prize?
Your prize is George has to serve you tea for the rest of the day.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I'm drunk his tea. That's not a good thing. That is not a good thing. So just a reminder then, we've got 6 differences in our game picks. I've gone Miami, you've gone Vegas. I've gone the Rams, you've gone Seahawks. I've gone Green Bay, you've gone Tennessee. I've gone Washington, you've gone Carolina. I've gone Baltimore, you've gone the Giants. I've gone Philadelphia, you've gone Dallas. Thanks, George. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you everyone for joining. Before we go, make sure you head over to our social channels. We're at the NR Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, where you can track our picks and our scores throughout the season. Also, send us your picks using the hashtag GamePicks, and you can compare how you get on against us. If you're listening to this on the Neil Reynolds feed, please head over to the main GamePicks feed and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, as that helps us build our audience. There will be some picks made next week, but as it's between Christmas and New Year, they will just be on our social channels. So check out at the NR Podcast and at Neil Reynolds NFL. And it just remains for me to say thank you for listening all year long. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. That's that's it for this week's episode of Game Picks. Thank you very much for listening. Episodes will be dropping every Thursday throughout the 2020 NFL season, so be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. All that's left now is to say thanks to our special guest and may the best NFL fan. Game Picks is presented by myself, Neil Reynolds. Gary Hayes is our producer, while Matt Alabaster is responsible for all of our artwork. Taylor Hayes mixed this episode and also composed our music. Game Picks is a Highway 61 production for the Reynolds Podcast Network. We'll see you next Thursday for more Game Picks.